This shouldn't be a thing.
As always, if you have a thing you think should not be, send it into Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. Calvin found this from UPI. Credit going out to Ben Hooper, one of our favorite reporters.
Ben Hooper!
Headline reads, medical clinic pleads for a stop to unsolicited urine samples. A medical clinic in Scotland is asking local residents to stop bringing in inappropriate
versus appropriate
or unsolicited urine samples. The Salton Surgery in Aberdeenshire in Scotland said on social media that doctors and staff at clinics have been inundated with a high volume of unsolicited urine samples, often in not approved containers instead of the sterile sample containers that you would normally do that. Quote, please be advised, we are no longer able to accept urine samples unless they have been specifically requested by the practice. This change is necessary due to the high volume of inappropriate or unsolicited samples being submitted, which affects our ability to provide timely care to all patients, unquote.
Weird thing about this story, it's all from one guy.
Each unsolicited sample handed in requires time and testing and resources and all of those things. One doctor speaking anonymously said multiple clinics have had to put up signs asking people not to bring in unsolicited urine samples. Quote, we really, really want patients to speak to a clinician for a proper medical assessment before we ask them to bring a sample in. And when they do, we will give them sample bottles to return instead of random containers, which can sometimes be inappropriate.
Which is a very diplomatic way of saying, stop bringing us your bags of wee.
Yeah, no kidding.
Because remember like the old days when people would diagnose themselves on WebMD?
And they're still doing it.
But they've taken a step further. They're like, you know, I think something's wrong.
Here's my urine.
I'm going to go in a bag and take it to the local place. And
can you run this?
Just, I thought you could use this. No.
Let me know what you find.
Yeah. Does this look weird?
Does it look good to you? The doctor said the culprits are often older patients seeking to be tested for urinary tract infections without first consulting with a doctor.
Love, did it hurt when you did it? No, you're good.
You're good. You're good.
This is what I like is that a doctor had to talk anonymously. Like there is a lone band of urine result seekers who are just that dictatorial. And they're like, who talked? Who said something? Who said something?
Here we have it. Don't drop off your unsolicited urine samples in Scotland. I think that's something we can all learn
by. I feel like that's something that America would have done. Yeah. You know, I feel like Scotland's way more more logical. They're like, I'm just going to pop over to the place and ask. And, but no, I can full-blown see Americans being like, here's a bag of pee. Tell me about myself.
Take a look. Let me know how it looks.
Yeah.
That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.